And flesh and the need of people that once used to be evil. So, a question about among the Christians, whether they should eat from this flesh without the sin of showing respect or honor to the idols or not. And as we read from 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1, they sent and put a letter to some Christians, and perhaps this was one of the questions that they asked at school, whether we Christians should eat from the flesh of the sacrifice that was offered to the idol or not. Let's also start by saying, concerning your question about taking over the idol, we know that we all have knowledge. Knowledge comes up, but not to define. Some people argue that we Christians, we do not believe in idols. Idols are nothing. Idols are not divine in any way and in any sense. That's why we can't argue. No, we can eat from this flesh, nothing wrong. So actually, the very conclusion from what? On knowledge. Not on the physical of God, whether this behavior will offend one brother or not. So that's what Paul did. I don't want to answer this question based on knowledge, because everybody has knowledge. But I also answer this question, whether we should eat these sacrifices or not, based on love, not on knowledge. So this question is not a question of knowledge, but a question of love. As we said, love without knowledge is occasion for revenge and pride. I think that I know better than others. So I am better than others. I know there is nothing called idols, so I can eat from this flesh. And maybe I will make fun of my brethren who has been to answer and refused to eat from them. So actually, this attitude, which is built on knowledge only, it is a truth of pride. That's why he said, pride is the knowledge of God, but love is the God. Love is not concerned about the knowledge, but concerned more about what to define the God. So maybe the others will tell me it is okay to eat from this meat. But God will tell me, but if you eat from this meat, you will offend your brother. So you shouldn't eat. That's why we can say, knowledge only says all things are lawful for me. But love adds, but all things do not be defined. Knowledge says, honesty. All things are lawful to you. But love says, all things belong to God. So, if you have no sınır noktası. Bir, erdi korkuyor.
Is the same action.
of us, so you have access to the knowledge, and you will be known by God. So whether it is Ismail, or Sikh, or Bukhari, now, it is most Bukhari, and it is love, is a soul to true knowledge. It is the access to our true knowledge. Without God, you have the experience of knowledge, but you will never have the true knowledge. After the whole making the foundation here of the supreme of love over knowledge, man is living in the answer to the question. Therefore, considering the teaching of faith over to life, we know the biology. We know that an unfortunate man in the world. And then there is no other God but one. So when you start by looking there by the argument of the knowledge, so you make your argument is correct. If we are speaking about knowledge, we know that an idol is not the idol is not to God. The idol is not even a living being. He is made of wood. So, there is only one true God, the God whom we worship. So, you pray, I will come. All of us know that I will come. It's not a God. That's fine. But even if there are so called gods, so called because they are not true gods. But these gods that the people worship, that the creator worship, will have been made by sun, moon, star, so people worship sun, moon, and star. All of them, light, heat, light, people need to worship something. As there are many gods and many roads, also support is saying, many times we hear the people as gods and roads. Even the scripture used to be served. When the Psalm says, I will take you as gods and the children of the Most High. So how long the scripture calls people or nations God and Lord? Because we were divinely created, so then power came from God. So because we have power from God, that's why we may call them God of the Holy Spirit. This doesn't mean we are divine. This doesn't mean there isn't divine God, absolutely not. But when you say Lord for God, this refers to the power that we are receiving from God. But I want to say, even there are some men are called God of Lord. Even some people worship God in heaven or so called God in heaven or so called God on earth. Let's say, yet for us believers, for us Christians, there is one God. So when we speak about the two gods, only one God. So we Christians don't worship three gods. One God. There is only one God. The Father of whom our soul takes. And we for him. And one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom our own things and through whom we live. So this can be seen that that was speaking about one God, but the two was saying Father and Son. And of course, that's a little bit. So, He makes a decision that will not eat meat has tormented but as we are moved before God. It does not affect our cleanliness before God. If you eat, you will not be more holy. If you don't eat, you will not be more holy. That's what he said. Verse 8. Food does not commend us to God. Now he actually is proposing to our day. It's better not to eat. Because if you don't eat, you are not well, and if you eat, you are not better. But now here, with the spirit of God, we should consider it to God. Food does not commend us to God. For neither if we eat, are we better. Nor if we do not eat, are we worse. But beware lest some man take liberty of you, for they are in Christ, they cut a son with blood to go to our own. That's what it has to be a Christian, a magician. Christ set us free. So, why are you keeping Christ from my liberty? Why I cannot enjoy my liberty to Christ? Why? That's what it is, and it is Christian. Yes, you are free in Christ, but be careful, you are. Then, your liberty, ability to God, will offend your brother, your weak brother. And if you think of offending your weak brother, then actually you are abusing your liberty to Christ. And if you are seeing from your brother that you are not losing any part of your Christianity, if you decide not to eat meat over to argue for your brother to see, but this makes you not Christian, not at all. Actually, it makes you more Christian. And if you receive the food that over to argue, do you think you will be more holy? No. Because your brother suffering actually is your offended Christ himself. That's why to defend our weak brethren is an abuse of liberty. Even we do something wrong, but as I go to the knowledge to say all things are wrong, but love has, but not all things is wrong. So, if you do my liberty, will offend my liberty, then I am abusing my liberty in Christ. The true liberty, the true freedom, is that we should have consideration of our weak brethren. I am free not to offend my brother, but I am free to define my brother. Why God sent us free? Not to offend us, but God sent us free to use this freedom to serve others, to edify others, to bring others to Christ. There was something wrong that he mentioned in verse 9, but he will, this somehow, this verse of yours. It comes from the book to go to our room. From the book, not in the world. Suppose my brother to sin. Go to get the from the book here. And when I walk, I will stumble in it and fall. So something broke in spiritual sin means, suppose my brother to fall, to sin. And who are the weak brethren? Those who are not willing for those who are wrongly informed are wrongly informed. Verse 10. Therefore, it is the application. If anyone sees you to have knowledge, even in an idle sense, so you have knowledge. So he says, If food makes my brother thirst for food, I will never again, eat meat. Let I make my brother suffer. This is the rule of law. I will never eat meat. I will give it up for food. Because the most offend my brother will cry. Let us try to apply this principle. God can apply it in many areas, but I will choose one area which is great. Many people argue that after God's not to love, after that, after God is not wrong, great is after not wrong. And yet, I'm telling you, not one breaking power is not wrong. If breaking power is wrong, we will choose one and the divine. So breaking power, as also the first, Christianity does not contend, you know, the use of the function, but Christianity contains the use of the function. So, if you are not to give your argument on noise, yes, great. Why? Nothing wrong. Because all things are wrong. But if you are a vision or some good person, or a Christian, a regular attendant to the church, and then ignore passive graduation, birthday, wedding, some have made a more powerful, and people with Christian will be concerned that of the meaning, will concern that wrongly important. We start to see a great deal. So, we will start to engage and pray. Because so and so, this leader is great. And we end up in a new something that is alcoholic. We end up as alcoholic. In action, because of your knowledge, you made your brother to come to fall, to fail, and maybe to hurt, to remove God's God. He wants to do it. Here, if you apply the principle of love, not the principle of knowledge, the Christian principle, the rule of love is, if drinking alcohol caused my brother to say, I will never again drink alcohol, lest I make my brother come. I will never again drink alcohol, lest my brother come. And actually, the question of alcohol, many people argue about the question, is on knowledge, but as the rule told us tonight, these questions are not questions of knowledge, but are questions of love. Knowledge has a love to be found. And we can apply this example in many ways of wisdom, application in our life.
And like you said, when you're talking about these functions, obviously I always thought about act and intent in life. Whether the act is always there, but is the intent wrong? You can make that very clear. If I'm supposedly a good Christian, I'm out, I'm drinking, even though I know I'm not going to drink to excess, I'm not going to let it, you know, make me do questionable things, someone's watching me, may not have that ability. And then, so basically, a lot of times, even if that has good intentions, it doesn't matter if it's going to make a mistake. Now, as far as the weak conscience, okay, I fly airplanes. I do a lot of pilots, a lot of male pilots, and it's warm in there. Now, do I have an unsaid responsibility to oppose them in a certain fashion? I don't want to say confront, but that's really the only word to use. To confront them about that, and if I don't, and tell them, and I'm not going to hate anybody. And I talked with a few of them through the years, and I said, listen, I'm not going to make this a weird environment for the next 4 days. I just want to let you know I disagree with your choices, because that's what it is a choice. However, I'm not going to hate. And they kind of, they don't know how to react to that, but I just don't know if I'm saying it right. Or in that case, just specifically in that case.
The other thing to say is that the one who is in the area is a fire. That's a proverb man. That's good thing. I wrote to you and my defendant not to keep company to teach us to morality. Yet, I certainly did not mean with the teach us to morality for the people or with the culture of those months of idolatry. Then, you would need to go out of the world, not to wait to die and start the world. But now I have written to you not to keep company with anyone named a brother. Named a brother means a believer. Brother is in the church. So that comes to say this is considered towards the brethren in the church. Christ is very clear to you. Who is essentially more like a prophet, or a doctor, or a wife, or a grandpa, or a toast, not even to keep to such a person. Not even to keep up with such a person. So what can I do with such a person also to walk outside? Outside the gate, outside the church, not a grandpa. I can put it, it's not my responsibility to such a person. Do you not judge those who are inside? So my responsibility is towards those who are inside, not outside. But those who are outside are judged. Therefore, put away from yourself, from among the brethren, keep it up.
Thank you. to work in the nature of knowledge. The Father, and what is the Father of God, the Lord. The question number two, but if anyone loves God, this one way, known by him, and he created the gift of the interpretation in two different ways, right? So, if we can say, if anyone loves God, so God is known by him. Lord.